You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, final hour of the show this evening now upon us. It's Saturday night, July 13th. I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi. Keith Alexander and now Eddie the Bombardier Miller in our studio in Memphis. He has actually relieved Keith for the final hour. And it's been a good show. I think they all are. But we're going to have an hour Bombardier style here with Eddie now manning the flagship. And he is in the captain's chair. Eddie, how does it feel to sit in my chair up at the studio in Memphis?
Well, it feels like a demotion. Hey, I tried to talk my little brother Keith around here to stay. And he's so squeamish. I was going to show him a scar. I mean, what's the use of having the operation if you can't show people scars, stitches, and the black and
white? Right.
I think he got the wrong idea and thought I was making a pass at him. I tried to tell him to stop, but you don't want to kiss him on the forehead. I think that's what really sealed the deal. He had to get up. But he's my little brother, man.
There's one true element in that story, and that is you do have a scar. You've been out of commission for the last two or three weeks because of your surgery to repair a hernia, but now you're back in action and meaner than ever and ready to. You've had a backlog of napalm piling up behind those Bombay doors, and so we're going to see how much of it we can release tonight.
That's right,
you are at the station. You're in my chair. My chair has armrests, and if anybody's ever been to our studio, Keith and Eddie don't have armrests across the table. I do. And so I know that's
Well, we can't get our machine gun in here. You know, me and Keith, got a little M69 machine gun I got at Thompson Sub, and it doesn't fit in your chair. It's hard to get in here, man. We got to get these armchairs, these rails wide or something. We can't get our machine guns and our napalm in here. That's a mild thing. Hey, before we get going, I had a mild disagreement with you, my little brother. Y'all talked about, I think my brother said, that, you know how Keith, he has a lot of confidence with the white people. I don't have as much confidence he does. He said that the reason that white people need to be in, you know, in position because we're real fair to other people. And that is kind of true. But I think, and I'm convinced of this because I've seen it in my years, all my years. I've seen it when I was in the Army. In general, white people have been taught in the past 50 to 60 years to fear blacks. I think that white people are just scared to death of physical confrontation with blacks. I wish I was, but I'm not. They're scared to death of physical confrontation, and they're scared of being called a racist. But if the white, what we could solve a lot of problems, James. And I'm gonna get off this real quick. If we could just teach white people in general to get more guts, to get mean. What happened to our mean? Our ancestors were mean. I mean, our ancestors would kill you, man, over a drop of a hat. You know, I have ancestors. There's graveyards in Kentucky, in Virginia, full of Millers. That were just, I mean, they were just mean, that none of them lived past 30, 35 years old. They were all killed in knife fights or gunshot wounds, you know. And you call somebody an SOB up in the mountains of Kentucky or Virginia, and you're just dead, you know. But in nowadays, I don't know what's happened to our people, James. But that's just a little mild disagreement I had. I think the big thing in our race right now, we just have a tremendous lack of courage.
Well, you know, there is that. I don't romanticize an ability of dueling. I mean, if that was the case, I mean, we could never out-duel all of the anti-white hordes. I mean, eventually we would lose if we would die. But I will say this about our ancestors is that they didn't take this sort of abuse, this sort of senseless abuse that our people do. Our people are scared to death of being called racist. It's not even physical confrontation, which really doesn't occur a lot. It's just the fear of being called a racist, and that is something that I cannot understand. I mean, could you imagine the great Robert E. Lee or Andrew Jackson or Davy Crockett? Do you think they would have allowed a word to stop them from doing their duty, which was righteous? Absolutely
not.
And I'm not talking about going out there and doing something silly. I'm talking about you standing up for what you believe in, and what we believe in is just. It is equal rights for all, special privileges for none. We are proud of who we are. We're not going to apologize for it. You think they would be run off by a word? But yet we are, and we are all too easily. And that is something, Eddie, that has to be squared. Our people are cowardly, and they're craven in many cases.
Well, I'll give you a personal example. When I was at down at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, at the Camp Bullis. I got into an altercation down there. We had a kid. I may have told the story before. He's only 15, 16 years old. He lied about his age to get into the Army. His mother found out where he was. They were processing him out. He was a little scrawny guy. He was in the head of the mess hall. We were still in training, and he was the very first in the front line. And a bunch of blacks came in late, as they usually do, uncouth, and they were going to make him go to the back of the line. Well, I said, you know what, you guys, you can break in line like you always do, but he's not going anywhere. And here's the thing that disappointed me: we outnumbered the blacks down there at the Fort Sam and down there. Probably outnumbered them 5-6-1, but when the fight started, I mean, I was totally covered up with blacks, and only one guy tried to come to my aid, a friend of mine, Ken Dice from Castor, Louisiana, and he got hurt worse than I did. They almost knocked his eye out, but not one other person stepped in, not even the kid I was sticking up for, tried to rescue me from the pile, and that woke me up a lot right there. But our race, we just caused, I don't know what's gone wrong. But we just lost a lot of courage. I mean, I don't know what the problem is, but anyway.
Well, they are emboldened by our cowardice. And I'm not calling anyone an animal here. Let me be clear. But as any animal in nature is, if you see another animal backing down, you pounce them. And so they have seen that we will willingly lower our heads and slink back, and that causes an animal to want to attack. And I think you translate that to what's happening here with human interaction, and it just makes sense from a biological and natural point of view. Yeah, I mean, the if you stand your ground and look at someone with squared shoulders and right in the eye, they are less likely to want to fight because they believe that they might actually have to take a lick. But if you're weak and craven and apologetic and meek, you're just begging. You're just begging to lose. And that's what our people do politically, culturally. But not everybody, obviously, not us. But, that is something out there. It's pathological. It's a sickness. And it certainly isn't something that has always been the case because our people civilized the world. We went out and we brought culture and Christian salvation to the darkest places on the globe, and we did it, and we didn't back down, and we didn't apologize for it. And now, I mean, you can't even say that you believe that we ought to have a right to survive. One of the things that the political cesspool has been so pilloried for is having in our statement of principles that we would like to see the white birth rate increase relative to other races. We're not saying we want to genocide other races or that other races shouldn't be able to reproduce to heart content, only that we ought to be able to as well. And that should be something that is embraced by our people. And that is something that we are told is why we're so racist, because we think that our people have the right to survive and that we should want to survive and perpetuate ourselves to future generations. Well, I mean, if that's where the line is now and it's gotten that bad because we backed down on everything else, then what rights do we have? Well, we don't have any.
Spoken elephant.
We got to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll get back on this. I want to switch this back over to the conversation about your church, because I know you're starting a Sunday school class there on the Constitution.
Right, right.
And I want to talk about that, and I got a story right up that alley. So stay tuned, everybody. We're going to get it.
Okay,
if you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You got to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And now, back to tonight's show.
All right, everybody. James Edwards, Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Eddie has been out of commission, as I mentioned, for a couple of weeks now as he recuperated from surgery to repair a hernia. But he's back, and he's back with the vengeance, and he has geared up to teach a Sunday school class. And we made a brief announcement about this at, I believe, the top of the show last week. Eddie has been preparing to teach a course on the Constitution, going to double as a Sunday school class at Macon Road Baptist Church in Memphis. And of course, the Political Cesspool is a fairly famous broadcast entity now. We've received, as you know, immeasurable amounts of publicity, multi-million dollars worth of publicity from 250 newspaper magazines around the country, Jimmy Kimmel Live, CNN, Fox. I mean, we've been covered by just about everybody. Not always in a good light, but you know, as long as they get the website right and my name spelled correctly, we'll take it, because there are objective and open-minded people out there who will come and hear what we have to say and read what we have to write and make objective and informed decisions. And many of those people stay with us as fans because they realize the hyperbole is not true. And, well, they listen to the message for themselves and make the correct decision. Well, anyway, we have a global audience. We're nationally syndicated, but it all started in Memphis. We have two affiliates there, including our flagship. So Memphis is where it all began. It's our home base. And so for those of you in our local listening audience, I want to, on behalf of Eddie the Bombardier Miller, cordially invite you to join his course on the Constitution, which has been provided to him by Michael Perutka, the former Constitution Party presidential candidate in 2004. Then it was
good. You're right.
And then it was good. So, Constitution Party presidential candidate Michael Perutka, former presidential nominee, I should say. He's been a guest on our show. Anyway, Eddie's been talking with him over the course of the last couple of weeks, and he now has the course in hand. With that being said, Eddie, give us the rest of the details. Fill in the blanks. When does the course start? What motivated you to want to do this at your church? Any other details?
The course is going to start as quickly as possible. I've got two little things to overcome. I'm going to get David Webb, the pastor's son, who is a computer guru who he shoots. He goes all over the United States shooting, you know, videos and stuff for commercials. And I'm going to get him to set me up where I can show DVDs, either in the chemistry building in the high school at Macon Road Baptist or in the auditorium where we already have two big screens in there. And let me tell you what the people get, James. It's going to be kind of a hard sell because you know how people, it's hard to get people to turn loose of a dollar. I'm going to have to come up, either me or I'm hoping I can get the students to fork over some money because the student manuals cost $35, and that's going to be the only expense. Let me tell you what they're going to get for $35. They're going to get 12 weeks every night, you know, well, not every night. They're going to be like, it's going to be like Tuesday night. It's going to be run from 2 to 3 hours, depending on the students. Listen, we're going to show state-of-the-art lessons online from the Peruca & Peruca Law Firm. Also, Pastor David Whitney's going to be on there. He's with the Peruca & Peruca Law Firm. They do the Institute on the Constitution as an outreach program. They're very hardcore Christian, very hardcore constitutionalists. You know, James, I've been told like Sun Tzu, the famous Chinese general said, "He who defends everything defends nothing." So you have to choose your battles. You know, and I'm like, you know, you and me, a lot of us, there are just so many things facing us, we just go overwhelmed. I try to read all these articles every day, and I finally decided I do have to pick one battle and try to do one thing at a time. So I picked this Constitution because our people are totally, totally ignorant of the Constitution. The people that even teach the Constitution at Macon Road really don't know what they're teaching.
People don't even know what the 4th of July signifies and what the 4th of July is all about. I mean, why it's important, why it's celebrated. We talked about that last week. So, yeah, I mean, you can't go to a level that's too elementary for modern Americans. You absolutely have to start from the beginning.
I'm glad you mentioned this because this is the beginner's course. There is an advanced course that I'd like to get into later on. Listen, by the way, I have this is what they get. You're going to get the equivalent to about a 4-semester-hour college course for $35. Show me any place in the world where you get that kind of deal. I can spring for some, you know, some of the money. But naturally, I can't. I mean, if we're going to have 30, 40 students, I can't shuck out $35 a piece. I'm already, you know, I'm already into this. It's been a lot of expense already, not just including, plus the kit that I got that free from Peruca & Peruca. Now, I did buy the old kit. I'm using some of that stuff. We're going to have extra movies. We're going to have all kinds of extra political movies, for instance, 9/11 Truth, the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. I'm bringing in guest speakers. I'm bringing in attorneys. One of ours is our very own, Keith Alexander, has already graciously said he's going to give me permission. I want him to come in. Now, when he speaks on Roe versus Wade, for obvious reasons, that's going to be the very last course. The very last night, I'm going to hear him talk. Brown versus Board. That's going to be the last course for obvious reasons.
Because after he gives that talk, your course is going to be canceled by the pastor. I'm sure. Here's the thing. I mean, not that it should. Obviously, it shouldn't. But you know, you had a tough sell even getting permission from the church administration to do a course on just the Constitution because they said talking about the Constitution is radical.
We're talking about a year. It's taken me about a year to get this in there. And we're having another attorney by the name of Hal Rounds, who's very well known in Memphis. Matter of fact, Keith knows him. He's a constitutional attorney. He's tried cases for the United States Supreme Court. I want to get him to come in to destroy that old argument. People talk, they'll say that, a treaty, a foreign treaty, supersedes, overrides the Constitution. It does not. It most certainly does not. I'm going to Hal Rounds to come in and talk about that. Now, this is just, these attorneys coming in are just going to be icing on the cake. That's going to be for people that want to either stay after class, after the normal class, or perhaps come in on another night. And as you know, these attorneys, as we know of our little brother Keith, he can get wound up. And he'll speak as long as they want, and he'll stay there probably as long as they want and answer questions. I also have the Peruca Law Firm, James. They're as backup. If students have a question I can't answer, which I'm sure they will, I'll submit the questions to Peruca & Peruca Law Firm. They're experts on the Constitution. They'll send me the answers back, and they can have the answers in the following class. But it's
so basically, folks,
course. I'm trying to get the young people. Oh, go ahead, James. I'm sorry.
Well, no, it's fine. I was just saying folks will get a chance to go back and rediscover the fundamentals about American civics and government, which I know political cesspool oftentimes is kind of advanced higher learning with some of the issues we talk about, but it's important to grasp the fundamentals, and they'll be able to hobnob with political cesspool co-host Keith Alexander and Eddie Miller, of course, you, Pappy, the Bombardier himself, is teaching the class. So you're the instructor. So, you know, fans of the show in Memphis, this is a great opportunity not only to get a great education on the Constitution, but also to hang out with some of the co-hosts. Now, I don't know if Eddie's going to be able to raise enough money to pay me to come and speak there, but you will get to see Keith.
Well, listen, I'm still waiting. I'm going to pay you out of the raise I get, because I'm expecting one heck of a raise, you know, because, you know, my old Mercedes is, you know, it's 2 years old now. Hey, another dynamite thing I'm going to do, and I know you won't be surprised, James, I can't wait. I cannot wait to destroy Romans 13. You know, the government says you got to take a chainsaw.
We talked about that. Did you? I don't mean to interrupt you, but you're speaking my language. Well, you always do. But you know, did you get to hear my pastor last week when he was on? Because we spoke. He gave a little talk about Romans 1 and Romans 13.
You know, I'm probably still recuperating from this. You know, I tell you a little story about this recuperating has been. This is about, you know, I've had more than one surgery connected with the VA and the Army, and I called, I must have called 15 people. I didn't remember calling any of them. I even called Pastor Wayne. I don't even know what I said, but one of the ladies who teaches school at Macon Road said it was pretty rough when I called her. I don't even remember calling her.
Those witch doctors down at the VA must have given you some of the good stuff.
I think you did.
We're going to take a break, everybody. We'll be back with more information.
Should I call you anymore?
Stay tuned. It's going to get better.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend.
All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com, your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, in that last segment, we reestablished the fact that Eddie the Bombardier Miller, political cesspool co-host, will be instructing a Sunday school class on the Constitution. The start date has not yet been planned, but it's coming up soon, and we will keep you posted on our website. And it's important,
really will.
Particularly so, that the churches resubscribe to basic fundamentals, because all is not right with the church. And we've talked about this. It's been a recurring theme on the show. And, Eddie, I want to read for you excerpts from an excellent article written by Dr. Tom Ball. He is a Liberty News Radio contributor. He's sponsored the network before. He's been a guest on our show. He wrote the book Starving the Monkeys. Well, he has a brand new article out, and it's right up this alley, and I want to inject this and then get your response. And this is what he writes. I know exactly how a nefarious tyrant can convince armed Americans to not only hand in their guns, but to feel good about doing it. Would-be tyrants, listen up. This is something you really need to hear. I very rarely do you guys a favor, but this one's a freebie. Demographically speaking, the most heavily armed patriot types in this country are devoutly Christian. So, your gun collection drive must have, as a core principle, something which appeals heavily to Christians, particularly Southern Christians. Okay? Here's what Tom Ball continues with. The easiest way to make sure that Southern Christians not only give up their guns without a struggle, but actually hand them over with a smile on their face, and maybe even get on board themselves to help you find more among their heathen neighbors, is to put a little blue Star of David patch on your shoulder, whether you're Israeli or not. Now, some of you on the sidelines may think that I'm being anti-Semitic. On the contrary, I'm merely reporting the facts that exist today. Most Southern Christians worship all things Israeli. Want to sell a weapon? Call it Israeli. Want to sell self-defense classes? Call it an Israeli method. Want to get support for foreign aid? Say you're giving it to Israel. Want to get the military, and especially the special ops type, juiced up about doing something? Tell them that the Israelis are involved or that they'll benefit. Want to eliminate opposition to private mercenaries and private security for overseas public officials? Make it known that these firms are well-staffed with Israeli contractors. Want to build up a super-capable domestic spying operation without a peep of protest? Contract it out to Israeli companies. Want to get elected to high office in this country? Publicly swear allegiance to Israel. Want to never get a single Christian Southern vote ever? Fail to swear allegiance to Israel. Just be apathetic on the thing is damning enough. Want to lose your job at a major U.S. company or government agency at any level? Display similar apathy when challenged. Obviously, then, the best strategy for gun grabbing just writes itself out. Want to convince Southern Christians to give up their guns? Tell them the Israelis are collecting them, and watch the people convince themselves that Jesus himself is calling the shots. A Southern Christian will shoot at a Russian or Chinese if they come to their house to collect their guns. They may even shoot a cop who does it, depending on how their last speeding ticket experience went. But they probably won't shoot American soldiers collecting guns, but they might. But as sure as Jesus rode a little red tricycle to the money changer's temple, a Southern Christian will never, ever shoot someone who they think is an Israeli when a constellation of little blue stars shows up on their doorstep. You could even dress up a Muslim with that little blue star, and the effect would be the same. All of that cold, dead hands hyperbole will vanish in its entirety in the face of this tactic. The Southern Christians, that little blue star, means more to them than their guns, their country, their families, and even their dog. Use that little blue star wisely and often, and you will conquer all before you. And I think Tom Ball nailed it.
He nailed it 100%, and everything he said can be backed up. It's well documented, everything he said, except he made one mistake. That's almost all Southern Christians will go along with that.
Well, there you go.
I know a few that won't, James.
But this is the thing, you know, as Christians, I worship Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Savior. I don't worship Israel. And there is there seemingly is not a line drawn to delineate the two anymore.
You have hit a chord. You know what? Don't let me forget to finish, because you got me going now, James. Don't let me forget to finish telling you all the other dynamite stuff people are going to get free in this course. But listen, one of the things I want to do, and James, you and I have talked about this a few times, and I want to do, come back, I want to have, it's probably going to take at least an hour and a half, because I could do it almost like tonight, but I want to well document it. I want to do it like a professional job. I want to totally destroy that garbage that he who worships Israel, you know, he who blesses Israel, I will bless. That's never there, folks. It's never there. If you look in Genesis, I believe it's the 23rd chapter, God never said that. He never even used the word Israel. He never even used the word Jew. The term Jew didn't come along until after Abraham was dead. You know, he said, he who blesses Abraham. You know, he was talking to Abraham, and he was talking about Abraham's seed. He said, I don't even have my Bible, but I can tell you, you can look it up, you can back me up, it's true. He was talking about the seed of Abraham who would be a blessing to every nation on earth. And that wasn't a Jew, that was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the seed of Abraham through David, through Judah, the tribe of Judah, that blesses every nation on earth. They bless the nation if and only if your knee will bow and worship Jesus Christ, not some synagogue of Satan Jew. You go over to Revelation, the second chapter of Revelation, third chapter of Revelation. Jesus Christ, this guy, I know he didn't worship Jews, and maybe we should worship him, James. But Jesus Christ talked about those Jews who say they're Jews that are not Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan. Those are the same Jews that Billy Graham talked about and got busted, talked about it on the Nixon tapes with President Nixon. He didn't know he was being taped. And this is why I do not worship Billy Graham. I have no use for Billy Graham. He told the truth about the scum out of Hollywood, that they told the synagogue of Satan Jews. That's what he used. He used the term. He told Nixon, we got to do something to bust up the synagogue of Satan Jews in Hollywood and in the media. He said there's two types of Jews. One of them are the good Jews who worship Christ. The other was the synagogue of Satan that Jesus talked about. Well, when Billy Graham, his highness, got caught, he did what everybody else did. He went groveling. I mean, man, he put on a grovel show that wouldn't quit. Begging the Jews, forget him. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say, you know, it was just a Freudian slip, the two-hour tape that you caught me on, the two-hour Freudian slip. Well, we're going to destroy that. And if you will look, me and James talked about this, there's 100 passages in there. I can tell you, people, if you want to go just to the chase, go and read the third chapter of Galatians, folks. Go to the King James Bible, go to the third chapter of Galatians. I can tell you what it says in nutshells. It says that if you be baptized in Jesus Christ, there is no male, no female, there is no Jew, no Greek, there is no bondman, no freedman, there is only one in Jesus Christ. And this is who this is who the sons of Abraham are. The true sons of Abraham is also over in around the in John, in I think the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. But in the 3rd chapter of Galatians, it said, once again, I don't have a Bible, but I guarantee it's true. If we go into the very last verse of the 3rd chapter of Galatians, it says, and if ye be baptized in Jesus Christ, the same is a son of Abraham and an heir through the promise. And that is as plain as you can say it. I swear I don't know how people can't get it. The people in my church, you can give them quote after quote after quote after quote after quote. So the cows come home, and they will sit there, they can read it, and they will argue with you. And it's kind of like they're afraid. I liken it to a college professor I saw at Memphis State who had a degree in physics, but he didn't like to go where a black cat was. Here's a guy, he's just totally educated. He's still superstitious. They're going to keep loving these Jews just in case. But I don't get that, but I'm going to – that's one of the things I'm going to do. Once we get the Constitution class out of the way, but hey, I got going now, James. You might be able to tell, son. But I want to also, you mentioned, you hit another hot button. I want to get in there, and you saw one of the tapes I have. It has to do with the 501c3 government churches.
And that was brought up. You might want to go back. If you want some real good Southern preaching, my pastor was laying into it last week. I believe it was I can't even remember what hour it was, but it was a good one. Perhaps it was the third hour, but it's in the archives. And we were talking about the despicable, disgusting DOMA ruling from the Supreme Court from a Christian perspective. And I asked him what he would do if the federal government mandated that all churches perform homosexual marriages. I mean, he said outright he wouldn't do it. And he said many churches will because they are afraid of losing their 501c3 tax exemption. He said,
He's right, James.
To lose it, it's much better to lose it, and he would willingly give it away.
Well, here's the thing, too, James. I cut you off. But here's another thing we want.
We got one more segment. We need another hour, but we got one more segment. We'll try to wrap this up with a nice pretty bow when we return.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten the free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the final segment of tonight's live broadcast. I am in Biloxi, Mississippi, and having a great time meeting some fans of the show. Really
made a little pit stop last night and spent the night in Macomb and met some fans of the show and went on down into Hammond, Louisiana today and then down into Biloxi, and then I'll be heading back home tomorrow. But from time to time, I do like to take these little trips when I can meet a cluster of folks in within close proximity to each other. Back in the studio next week. But this hour, we've pretty much been focusing on, for the most part, Eddie's Sunday school class, which is forthcoming. And I injected that last story to make a point. First of all, I thought it was a great article by Tom Baugh, and it's something that I would have liked to have shared anyway. The reason I brought it up is because, you know, we have got to reclaim our churches. You know, that's the most important thing. And for the Jews out there like Nathaniel Kapner, Brother Nathaniel, I mean, a great man who has converted to Christianity. I mean, these are people that we want to work with, and he's a great friend of mine. If you think we talk about, you know, we objectively criticize Jewish power and influence because it is subversive and because it is anti-American and almost always anti-Christian. So I take issue with that. And we'll call them out, and we'll name them and shame them. But I don't do it from hatred in my heart. I just think that these are issues that should be discussed by mature and open-minded people. And so that's why we talk about it. Of course, just like if you're talking about an issue that pertains to race, you're a racist. If you talk about issues pertaining to Jews and it's not just unqualified praise and slavish devotion, you're an anti-Semite. Well, we're neither. But we do talk about these things because free people should be allowed to talk about things. And we believe in our freedom of speech, and we practice it here on the political cesspool. But the reason I brought that up is because Eddie's going to be teaching a class at Sunday school on the Constitution. You will never be able to reach these people at these churches on the Jewish question if they first don't have a respect and understanding of the basic fundamentals like the American Constitution. You know, even in my own political evolution, I started working for Pat Buchanan in 1999. And I started, I guess, my conservative instincts started materializing in the mid to late 90s when I was a teenager. And then I got involved with the Buchanan campaign. But when I first began to have conservative leanings, I didn't understand who controlled the media. I didn't understand who was in control of Hollywood or why Christianity was under attack. But I kept an open mind, and I continued to learn, and I continued to search for the truth. And these were the conclusions that I drew. I didn't just wake up one morning and say, oh my God, you know, Jews have a disproportionate, Zionist radical Jews have a disproportionate amount of power and influence here, and it seems as though most of the things they're pushing on us are anti-American and anti-Christian. I didn't just wake up and discover that, but because I did, you know, root my foundation in constitutionalism and paleoconservatism, and I continued to follow the trail, I arrived there. But you're never going to get there if you don't start somewhere. You don't just wake up and get to that advanced level of understanding. You got to start somewhere. So that's why I think, in a nutshell, Eddie, what you're doing there is so important, because these people, I'm sure they're good people. I'm sure they have basic fundamental conservative instincts like we all had at one point before we developed it. But it wouldn't surprise me if many of the people at your church, as good people as they are, couldn't answer the most basic question about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, so on and so forth. It would not surprise me at all. And they're never going to join us in the battle to reclaim America's destiny and the battle to fight for these issues that we hold dear and the battle, the issues that we champion on the political cesspool. They're never going to join us in the court of public opinion if they first don't have a good understanding of these issues like the Constitution. And that's why I think what you're doing is so important. People would say, well, why bother with stuff like that? That's just so basic. You got to start with the basics. That's
right, James.
That's why I applaud you.
Well, James, I appreciate that, brother. You know, not only, James, and I hate to say this, but God knows I love my church. I love the people. I die for the people in my church. It's a small church. I love them. A lot of them are ignorant. As a matter of fact, they're ignorant. I told Pastor Wayne Webb, and I've told him more than this. I said, God only knows I love my church, but there's nothing dumber than the Southern Baptist. You know, you've heard me say that, James. You know what? And not only, James, not only are they ignorant about their own Constitution, they're ignorant about their own Bible. They will sit there and argue this Jewish dispensationalist stuff, and they will fight you. And listen, I'm fully expecting some trouble, you know, some people that don't like it, but I'll just kindly show them the door.
And until unless Brother Wayne, unless Wayne Webb runs me out of there, it's going to be my course. And if they can hear it, if they can stay there and be objective and act like they got some sense and want to learn, I want them. I love them. But if they start giving me all this crap about how I can't talk about, you know, the Holy View, I'm going to show them the door. If they, you know, they're going to have to be peaceful, but it's going to be strictly truth. I'm going to back up everything I can say. We had a, by the way, had a wonderful conversation in the break with Sam, and he's given me some other dynamite materials, some dynamite things to come on our show. But before I get James, here I'm going to
you're still cultivating the course. You're still cultivating the course, and I wanted to let people know before you conclude, Eddie, and that we will keep updates on our website and on this show as to when exactly that course will start. So if there's somebody not in your church that might want to come and as a visitor and join your class, they'll have the opportunity to do so. But continue on.
Oh, okay. Here's some other stuff. I'm going to try to get this. I'm trying my guts out. I want to get a film in there about the pastoral response team. And you kind of mentioned that there's the, you know, the only Homeland Security has been something like 32,000 ministers, they say, that have been schooled and trained to spy on their own congregations. I know Sam knows what I'm talking about. I want to show the film on the 501c3 church. I want to show a movie on the Black Brigade, which was the ministers and the
Amen.
Independence. How the ministers actually picked up, they took off their preacher suits and put on their soldier suits, and they killed and were killed for the Constitution. I want to play the Nixon. I want to play this Nixon Billy Graham tape. That doesn't get me thrown out. I want to play the Billy. this is going to all be gravy after the course. You know, if the students want it, I want to get the Jim Garrison tapes when they interviewed him about the JFK assassination. And if anybody watches the Garrison tapes, listens to it, and still thinks that the government wasn't in on this Kennedy assassination, they're idiots. I want to try to get Sheriff Richard Mack on and or Sam on maybe a taped interview or something to talk about the Constitutional Sheriff's Police Officers Association. And something I really want to show bad is the film called A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City Murrah Federal Building. It's been proven 1,000 ways to Sunday that the government blew that building up. And someone who will back me up on that is the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which is probably about 3,000 members in that organization.
Now, I guess this is after you conclude your textbook that Peruka sent you. I didn't see a chapter in there about the Oklahoma City bombing, but
correct. This is going to be gravy. See, this is going to be what the students are going to get the course on the Constitution, and time limit. You know, if they want this, I'm going to feed it to them. Like, for instance, get the Constitution going is going to be every Tuesday night. People that want this extra stuff that are really going after it, we can do an hour or two, like say on Thursday night, for instance. But yeah, we're going to hit this Constitution really hard. We're getting Keith to come in. We're going to get this other attorney, Hal Rounds. We're going to get the attorney from Peruka and Peruka. They said they would help me out there. Of course, you know, they supplied the kit. So we're going to have some high power attorneys coming on to talk about some controversial stuff. Like I mentioned, Roe versus Wade, Brown versus Board. And Keith wants to come on. Also, he said he wants to get somebody on there to talk about the true causes of the Civil War. And I think that would be excellent, too. But see, that's going to be all just, I don't know how much that I'm going to be able to cram in, you know. But first, I got to come up with the moolah. you know how us conservatives are always kind of short on money, are we, son?
Yeah, that's the truth. the fact, I tell you, if you don't take the Bible's word for it, proof that God exists is the fact that the political festival has been able to hang on for 9 years. I mean, if that's not a miracle, there's never been. That makes the parting of the Red Sea pale in comparison, the fact that, and not because of what we say, you shouldn't be supportive, because obviously it is, we have a large audience, but the fact that we've been able to make it financially is what I'm saying. Not that people agree with us, but the fact that we've been able to make it financially without having corporate sponsors. You know, and the cutthroat business of mainstream talk radio is a miracle. And it's been...
Hey, Fizzle, what do you mean by making, James? Hey, if people look at us, they might think, if that's making us on, I don't want no part of it.
That's right. But of course, the credit, the miracle workers are... And we'll give God the credit working through our audience.
I'm really looking forward to this course, James. I certainly am. And I hope, I'd like to see your bright little shiny head in there some course paper. you might have to put a burka on to come in there or something so the people won't recognize you.
I'm gonna walk into your class wearing a yarmulke and see if anybody will worship me.
Hey, I got one I can give you. I got one. I certainly do. I'm going to try to wear that. And within the next Sunday or two, I'm going to wear that, and I expect people probably to start throwing money at my feet, you know, and point me like an assistant head. They'll make me assistant head pastor. Heck, they might even make a statue to me or something like that, like the Hail Mary or something. You know,
a graven image.
You know, and for my Catholic brothers and sisters out there, don't take offense, because I sat in the Catholic Church for 20 years. I can tell you that. And I did it to keep peace and for other reasons, but you know, I became a Christian for sure February 8th, 2009. I'm a totally changed man. You can see how sweet I am, James. I'm just totally, you know.
That's right.
I'm totally tamed down, son.
You're the Christian Alex Bombardier. But anyway, folks, we're out of time. Hope you enjoyed the show as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. On behalf of Eddie the Bombardier Miller, Keith Alexander, the rest of our staff and crew in Memphis and the network in Utah, I'm James Edwards from Biloxi, Mississippi. I'll be home next week, and I'll talk to you then. God bless y'all.
Go to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.